This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the all-new Evening Edition. And one of the big stories of the day, we take a look at what happened at the federal court earlier this morning. Now, we've seen and heard about the unilateral conversion case involving Indira Gandhi's children for quite some time now, Caroline. In the time that we've been on air since the case first emerged, It's gone through so many different stages. Today sees a landmark decision made by the federal court, where the court ruled that unilateral conversion is unlawful.
Okay, so we're going to dial back to 2009 for some background involving the case. That was when Indira's ex-husband, K. Padmanabhan, who's Hindu, converted to Islam. He took with him the couple's youngest daughter, Prasanna Diksha, who was only 11 months old at the time. And the ex-husband then converted all three of the children to Islam using the birth certificates.
And so the legal tussle began for Indira in 2009. The Sharia court granted her ex-husband, who after conversion went by the name of Mahat Ridwan, essentially he got full custody of their three kids. In 2010, the Ipoh High Court annulled the Sharia court's custody order and granted Indira full custody of her kids. Her ex-husband had failed so far to return Prasanna, the 11-year-old at the time, 11th-month-old at the time. And, of course, at the federal court level, which was what we heard in terms of the decision today, the debate centered around Article 12, Subsection 4 of the federal constitution, on which the religion of a person under the age of 18 shall be decided by the parent or guardian, and the emphasis had been made on the literal meaning of the singular noun parent.
Yeah, that was really interesting, a bit lost in translation. Right? I think the BM version uses the phrase ibu atau bapa.
That's right.
And so some confusion where that was concerned. But today, the federal court ruled in favour of Indira, ending the nine-year long legal tussle. The decision sets aside the Court of Appeal ruling in 2015, which had upheld the conversion of Indira's children.
Now, we have on the line with us Goh Siew Lin. She is the Washington Brief lawyer for the Joint Action Group for Gender Equality. Siew Lin, always great to have you with us on the programme. First off, maybe tell us what's your response to the federal court's decision today?
Of course, we all waited for today with trepidation. We were realists, but we still had that glimmer of optimism that the decision would be in the right direction. And yeah, we're happy. We're happy with the outcome. It's a wonderful judgment. It's a victory for Indira and the women's groups whom I'm watching brief for. Actually, it's aesthetic that this is a unanimous, not only is it a favourable decision, it's a unanimous decision, and it shows the courage of the bench of the federal court. Yeah.
Right, definitely. And how has Indira reacted to this judgment?
When we were sitting in the court, we were looking around the first paragraph when the judge spoke about the importance of the rule of law, and also about upholding the constitutional rights of minority groups. So we were a bit nervous and we exchanged glances and smiled a bit. And then as the paragraphs were, and as the judgment progressed, it was evident that it was going to be okay. Yeah, but we couldn't believe it. So a lot of people were exchanging messages a lot of lawyers teared this morning. we were overcome with joy. But Indira Gandhi is one of the bravest women I've ever met. She's brave, she's tenacious, and I think she's very fortunate to have her family, her close-knit family, her mother, her sister, and of course the team of lawyers that have been working very hard, giving her legal support, moral support, and various NGOs also who have reached out to her. So, I wish her all the best.
Yeah, I guess, I'm not familiar with nine-year long legal tussles, and this is just unbelievable. The decision that it's been arrived at. Siew Lin, can you, I guess, help break this entire thing down? Explain to us the significance of this ruling.
So basically, it's significant firstly because it makes clear the separation of powers between the judiciary and the executive. And now the courts are able to exercise their supervisory powers and to review actions that are taken by the authorities to see whether it's within constitutional powers. So if it's found to be unconstitutional or outside of permitted law, then the court may quash such decisions. The second important outcome of the court is that the decision by the Registrar of Mu'alaf to convert the children was decided just based on the existing law, in that the children must first utter the two kalimah shahadat, which was not done, and that they must also understand what they were embracing, the religion that they were embracing, which was not done. So in that case, it was just an administrative decision beyond powers, and therefore this decision was also quashed. The third question, which is a simple question of whether both the mother and father of the child, if both are still alive, must give their consent before the child can be converted to Islam. On this issue, the court also made it very clear that the rights of the mother and the father should be given equal weight. And also the learned judge had said that it is actually in the best interest of the child for both parents to have a voice, as conversion to any religion actually is a momentous decision. So in this case, since the mother's voice was absent, this was held to be an action that was that failed to take into account the equality of parental rights. So therefore, even though the father had converted to Islam, this does not remove the mother's right to determine or to have a say or to set aside the conversion of her children.
Right. So, Celine, last year Putrajaya dropped the bid to introduce an amendment to the Law Reform Marriage and Divorce Act to prohibit unilateral conversions. How should we look at today's landmark decision in the context of the law reform last year, which excluded a ban on unilateral conversions?
The federal court has exercised its rights of judicial review, and the court says there's no need for constitutional amendment, and that what happened was just confusion over the interpretation of the word parent and parents. So the singular includes the plural, and therefore both father and mother have an equal right to determine the religion of the child where both parents are alive.
Right, and so that, I guess, effectively puts an end to unilateral conversions then.
Yes, happily that it is a relief that this very painful issue of unilateral conversion is finally solved by this. I mean, it's finally made clear by this judgment. So now it's beyond doubt that if they are both parents and both are alive, notwithstanding the conversion of one parent, both of them must consent to the conversion before any child can be converted to Islam or before any certificate of conversion can be issued. So I think that's a relief to many families here in Malaysia. Yeah.
Right. And Celine, does today's ruling have bigger consequences beyond unilateral child cases?
Well, one of the possible outcomes from today's decision is that it reinforces the position of the civil courts, in that they retain judicial review powers over issues which may also include Islamic issues. And Islamic issues which have been, in the courts would include the issue of unilateral conversion, which is now made very clear by this federal court case of Indira Gandhi. But I can also foresee other issues that we are struggling with, which is the Bin Abdullah case, which has given prominence to a fatwa over a state, as opposed to federal laws which do not import Sharia laws into the say, for instance, the National Registration Act and things like that. So this decision will be very helpful for the Bin Abdullah cases and cases like that.
Well, Celine, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us and for sharing us some of the experiences that are happening at the federal court in Putrajaya this morning. That was lawyer Goh Swee Lin. She was the watching brief lawyer for the Joint Action Group for Gender Equality. Here's some music right now by The Birds, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.